Good afternoon, everybody, from Buffalo, New York. The Buffalo Bus Terminal Transportation Center, as it's reported on Foursquare. This is Hans here. And I'm coming to you sitting here. It's about 3, what time is it now? 3:55 Eastern Standard Time. And my bus isn't due to leave until 6:50 p.m. this evening. I'm currently sitting outside gate number 8. And my suitcase is already on the bus. Yeah, the bus is sitting out there, even though it's not ready to leave. I'm sitting here. And actually, believe it or not, there's a Tim Hortons over there on my left side. And I must have been here since, well, I haven't been here since April, so it must have been put in at some point. It used to be a sandwich shop over there. A little bit nicer than that. Well, it's nicer, you know, because Tim Hortons is always good. So I'm going to have me something after a while, which is actually nice. I may get something in just a little bit, and then maybe like a full meal, or get something in, like I had the good lunch. Eggs, potatoes, ham, and some tomatoes mixed up pretty good too, and they gave me a piece of cake. I still have got one of the pieces here. And everything, probably should give you a report that everything went good at the border. No problems. I didn't even have to get off the bus. The driver gave me the option, asked if I was able to or not. And I said, well, I could do it. But he said, you know, you can just go ahead and stay on the bus. And so, anyway, I'm there. And they just showed the ticket. The customs guy was really good. This is probably the best customs experience next to my first one in July, in September of 2011. We went over the Peace Bridge, actually. I was expecting to go there. We went to the Niagara Falls terminal, and then I was expecting, oh, we can Rainbow Bridge. But no, we went on, and we went down through Fort Erie, and over the Peace Bridge. And it was cloudy when we left home. Well, it was already sunning up. Like, my parents drove me in today, and I was going to take the bus, but this is, well, because I got the extra time and would have probably just had some kind of sub or something for lunch. So this, you know, what I had was better. So anyway, got into Buffalo about, I don't know, it was about 10 after, quarter after 3, something like that. So first thing is I went and used the washroom, and so then I went and registered at the service desk, told informed them of ADA assistance, and they got that, took the guy, put two stickers on, and wheeled it over to the bus. And one of them said, I had my monocular with me, looked at it, said, New York, New York. So it's the bus. So like the New York one is beside me. I assume it's gate 7, but I'm sitting outside gate 8, and of course there's nobody really here yet, because it won't be for a while. But anyway, of course I'm on Wi-Fi here, and I'm going to really watch it sparingly. Okay, so there we go. You could probably hear things ambience better here than when I booted last time, a couple times with my old iPhone. So ADA assistance and sat down here. And oh, no, I was talking about the Wi-Fi. Yeah, using sparingly, because with Virgin I get 50 megabytes of cellular data and 50 minutes. So, yeah, the Wi-Fi on that bus was all but non-existent. It was connecting, but there was no connection. I don't know if I didn't wait long enough for it to connect, but it was ridiculous. I don't know why. Hopefully Greyhound fixes the Wi-Fi, and it gets better on the buses, because it's pathetic. But at least the terminals have Wi-Fi, which is good. I got the layover in Cleveland, and it's not really important, but if I'm using Foursquare, it's probably a good thing too. Then I don't use excessive cellular data more than I really have to. But in the meantime, using it here. So it's clouding up a bit now. And so there's a bumblebee over there. The Greyhound people, they refer to as bumblebees, which they got the bright yellow jackets on. Well, only one person referred to them as they're the really bright yellow ones over there at the Tim Hortons now. And so anyway, folks, I'm going to wrap this one up. I might boo, and I think boo 400 it might be, probably from Cleveland if I boo tonight. I'll check the boos after I upload and see how many I've got. But at any rate, free ticket. Somebody just gave a free ticket to Florida. I don't know if somebody dropped it or what's going on. But anyway, I guess that'll do it for now. So, everybody take care, and I will see everybody next boo, whenever that is. So take care, and have a blessed day, all.